Chapter 12. The Death of Arthur.
Arthur kills Mordred, but he receives a fatal wound.
This is the end for both of us, Mordred. And the end of my dream of the Round Table.
Deep under the water, Merlin feels Arthur's pain.
Arthur's dying. I know it. I can feel my power returning. Free at last. I must go to him before it's too late. Both of them dead. Is this your victory, Morgana?
Mordred was weak, but his army is still strong.
Merlin commands the sea to cover the land of Lyonesse forever and drowns Mordred's army.
There can be no winners in this battle.
Sir Bedivere carries Arthur away from the battle.
Sir Bedivere, I'm dying. Take my sword, Excalibur, and throw it into the lake. Anything you ask, Your Majesty. I must do as the king commands, but it is a terrible shame to throw away this beautiful sword. The Lady of the Lake! She really exists!
As Arthur dies, a boat appears from the mist. It carries Merlin and three mysterious queens. They place Arthur's body in the boat.
Come with us, old friend. It is time to sleep.
The boat takes Arthur to the Isle of Avalon, where he is still sleeping today. He is ready to wake up again and defend England whenever she needs him.